something for the weekend. Good morning, it's Trina. Now, I want to tell you about a brand new film that's coming out. It is called Street Leagues, out September 25th.
League of Ball can change your life. You know, it's changed my life. What happens is it gives people a second chance. You know, like, there's a lot of good footballers that go down the wrong road. The Street Leagues give them a great opportunity to feel good again. For me, from an early age, from being in prison and being an alcoholic, and then to change my whole life. True football, Luke, is amazing.
And the director, Daniel Holmes, is on the line. Good morning, Daniel. How are you?
I'm really good. How are you?
Now, this is the story of the Irish homeless. So helping homeless people, recovering addicts, people who've been through prison and basically almost turning their lives around through sport, isn't it? How did you come up with this or how did you get involved?
Well, I was approached by producer Matthew Tillman, who in turn was approached by executive producer Carly Hamilton, and they just basically said there's an incredible documentary to be made about this organization and just the transformations of all these people from where they've come from to where they are now, just through playing football and having that community and finding a sense of purpose has just been extraordinary. So they approached me, and then as soon as I was on that pitch the first day and saw what was happening, I knew it was a story that I wanted to share with a wider audience.
How did the people feel about taking part? Were they reluctant to be filmed?
There were a couple of people that were more reluctant than others, simply because they, you know, there is a lot of stigma associated with these issues, and you know, people's families are involved and things like that. And so some people wanted to keep things more personal, but most of them really wanted to share their stories because they knew that other people who might be facing the same challenges could relate to them and see a way out.
Yeah.
So the majority of them were very enthusiastic about being very open and very personal about everything they've been through.
I didn't even know that this was a thing. Football for people who are homeless or the recovering addicts. I never knew this existed. But it's been going for a while, hasn't it?
Yeah, no, the same reaction I get most of the time when I tell people about the Homeless World Cup or the Irish Homeless Street League. Very, very few people know it exists. And it's going on for a while. And I think, you know, one of the reasons why I wanted to take this project on was because, you know, I do think it provides some kind of hope for some of these societal issues, you know, like addiction and homelessness. I think it's good for people to see a positive story related to these issues and not just, you know, how bad everything is associating these statistics and everything.
Is it a case then with the sport, it kind of takes your mind off the tough things that are happening in your life? So these people who may have nowhere to live, or maybe they've come out of prison and there's not too many opportunities, just playing football for that short period takes them to some other place.
Yeah, totally. I mean, that's one of the things that came up again and again in a lot of these interviews with players. For that time they're on the pitch, everything else going on just kind of falls by the wayside. They're able to shift their focus into something where they feel good, that achievement, and they feel part of something. You know, it just gives them that extra. And then once they can kind of exceed their own expectations on the pitch, that applies to every other area of their life.
Yeah.
You know, and they could transfer that over into, you know, a career and building relationships and other things that might have been a bit more of a challenge before this.
What were the biggest challenges for you then?
My biggest challenge, well, this was a self-funded project. We had very, very limited resources. So the whole time that I was filming these players over at the Homeless World Cup, I was doing it completely on my own. And that had its challenges just because I'd be racing around with multiple cameras, doing lights, doing sound, and just, you know, didn't want to miss anything. Everything is moving at such a fast pace. And there was just so much kind of magic happening all the time that I just didn't want to miss anything. And just being on my own had its challenges that way. And then, you know, I just wanted to be really, really sensitive with these issues as well and treat them with the respect that they deserved.
Did anybody let you down? Were there any incidents during filming where you kind of thought, uh-oh, we're in trouble here because there might have, the addiction might have, you know, raised his head again or something like that?
No. Everything was very positive in that respect.
And Colin Farrell is an ambassador as well for the team Homelessness in Ireland. But he was talking about how, yeah, he's a film star, yet he's been to rehab, he's had a drug problem, he's had an alcohol problem. So he was very happy to be the ambassador as well for the team.
All the boundaries that usually separate us, whether it's class, whether it's some kind of social structure that's hard to pinpoint, whatever it may be, all those boundaries are torn down and it's just a bunch of human beings who are there trying to better their own lives. And that's an extraordinary, uplifting and humbling and incredibly inspiring thing to be around.
The really valuable thing that brings to this film is a kind of counterexample of what addiction looks like next to, you know, what a lot of people assume it always looks like. You know, this is an issue that can affect anybody. And, you know, usually the main difference in terms of how quickly or if someone's able to get out of it is just the amount of resources that they have at their disposal. You know, when Colin talks about how, you know, because of his career, because of a lot of the advantages that he had certain resources that aren't available to most people who face these issues, you know, but at the end of the day, it could affect anybody.
He always had somewhere to live. He always had a few bob in the bank. You know, he could always avail of rehab if he needed to, that kind of thing. So how long ago did you film this then, Daniel?
Well, the Homeless World Cup tournament that most of the movie takes place in was shot exactly 3 years ago to the day. It was funny that the day that we announced the cinema release just happened to be 3 years to the day of the last day of filming the Homeless World Cup in Oslo. So a lot of it was shot, but then we needed to allow time. Because a big part of the story is seeing where they go from there, you know, because the Homeless World Cup, as they say in the movie, it's a stepping stone. You know, it's not the final achievement. The final achievement is where these players go from there to take these lessons and take this kind of newfound sense of purpose and apply it to all the other areas of their lives. Mm-hmm. You know, so we needed some time to allow, after the end of that, then catch up with the players and see where life's taken them and see all their successes off the field.
Well, that was going to be my next question. Where did they end up after this? But maybe we won't ask you because people should go and find out by seeing the film. It is called Street Leagues. And thanks very much for taking our call.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Daniel. This is Something for the Weekend. It's Classic Hits.